And we're back on Bold Movers and Shakers. I'm your host, Alexis Ray. It's my delight to bring you today Paula Alphonse. Paula is a second-time author. She is also a transformational speaker, a leadership trainer, one heck of a storyteller, and a status quo disruptor. She travels across the globe, inspiring, mentoring, and transforming men and women of all ages to reach out and capture their own leadership. She is an amazing woman. I hope you'll enjoy this show. Paula, welcome to Bold Movers and Shakers.
Hi, Alexis. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to have you here today. I know that you have a lot to share with the audience, and you have lived through so much. It'll be hard to narrow it down, no doubt, but let's give this a shot. So what is it you feel that your purpose is in life, Paula? Why do you do what you do?
My purpose is to help people find the best version of themselves and harness their own leadership. What I try to do is help people realize that you can live your best life right now. You don't have to wait till after the retirement, after the wedding, after this new promotion or whatever. You can live it right now.
Wow. That's a bold challenge for people that don't feel that they have any choice in life. So how does a person come to realize, first of all, that they might want to make some changes? And then how can they possibly embrace that? There probably are some consequences. And what's on the other side of that?
Oh, you kind of opened that box really wide. I can only speak to my reality. I think I started my journey, someone's daughter, someone's wife, someone's mother, someone's employee, and all of those things. And I just, for the longest time, I was just going to the motion and following what I call the script and ensuring that I would check those boxes that tell you, great, you've done good. Oh, great, you've done good. Great, great, great. And as I was doing that, I got to a point where I realized it's not feeding me inside. Yeah. I still felt that sense that something was missing and asking myself, is that all life is about? I remember reaching my 30s. I still remember that day. And it was these questions where I know it's my birthday and I'm thinking, is this what the rest of my journey will be about? And I'm thinking, that's another 30 to 40 to 50 years. And it feels like, yeah, no, I'm not. It wasn't working for me.
I want to throw something in there since you mentioned that age specifically. That's the group that I work with on purpose. Because yes, there's actually something called a Saturn return. And it's a concept that doesn't have to be explained right now, but every single person goes through it. Mm-hmm. And, between the age of 28 or so to 31, there's an awful lot of reassessment, self-examination, looking forward. Am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? Now you became a pharmacist. That's amazing. You walked all those steps, mm-hmm. and yet you found yourself at that age going, is this all there is?
Yeah.
Wow. You did all the right things, ticked all the boxes.
Yeah, and still didn't get you where you thought you were supposed to be, where you thought you were going to have that blissful life and say, I'm right. So happy for the rest of my journey. I was like, no, I'm not feeling it.
It's depressing to realize that, isn't it? And what the heck do you do?
But it is, but what for me was most difficult is that as I was trying to work with the people in my life to let them appreciate what was going on inside, you keep getting the other message that it's all good. It's all good. Stop complicating things. Yes. Just follow the script.
Yes. Yes.
You're on the right path. And I'm like, yeah. It is not working for me.
Yes. Did you ever hear that? You're too smart for your own good. Stop thinking too much. Don't.
Oh, yeah. And to me, it's so demeaning. So that's a different conversation. But it's just the sense where you feel like you have to struggle through your own reality, your own people, your own habits. And a lot of people are not there supporting you as you're going through that because their script is working for them. At least that's what they're telling themselves. But by questioning your script, you usually end up having them have to re-question theirs. And they're like, no, I'm all good. Just, yeah, don't ask. Stay there. Don't raise your head. Don't raise your hand. Just follow the path.
It's like people are, you know, they're born and then they try to escape, you know, any kind of trouble, any kind of anything until they die. That's not a life.
It's not a life. But the funny part is, as a society, if you look to the way we're raising kids, if we look to the way the school system is organized, they tell you what to do for the longest time ever. And then you're supposed to somewhere when you're an adult, pick it up and know what to do for the rest. But all you've learned is how to do. You haven't learned how to be. So there's a point where after doing, you realize, oh, it's not working. And for me, it was the realization, I have to figure out who I am. I have to figure out what I want for me. I have to appreciate that maybe what has worked for others might not be for me. And it's in a sense, I'm not throwing everything away, but I have to figure out what would make my soul, what would make my inside want to explode with joy rather than, hey, how you doing? So
is that the difference between doing and being? Because it bears definition, because there's nothing worse than having somebody say, you just need to be, and they don't tell you how, they don't tell you what it looks like. So how can we help the audience to understand the difference between doing and being?
I think the difference for me is about going internally. It's about finding what's your own story. It's about understanding who you are, what are your gifts, what are your talents, what are those things that make you feel passionate, what are those elements that make you want to strive harder, makes you want to push forward, makes you want to do something that not everybody else has done. So it's about finding what's your unique proposition in some way. What is that thing that you do that nobody else can do it exactly the same way? Because we all have a little something that not everybody does.
So let's just say a person discovers their own unique selling proposition in the brand world. That's what we call it, branding, your USP. How do they change things? Can they?
For me, I think I was blessed. I have to admit, I felt blessed. I don't know if we've mentioned, I'm a pharmacist by trade. And as I was trying to figure out who I was, as I was going to my daily job as a pharmacist, I realized that something was missing. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel invested into that reality. So I had to go look for what would make me feel invested. And that's when, over the course of a few years, if not decade, I became what I call a leadership expert. I started looking at conflict resolution. I started getting involved in helping people lead their change. And that's when I realized, for me, that's how I help people. Yes, being a pharmacist is a great profession. For some people, that's good enough and it works. I'm not going to diss it because it was not that. I wanted to be of service to others, but I had to find that way of servicing others in such a way that I was truly giving my best contribution to the
world. As opposed to being a people pleaser, perhaps?
Yes, because, you know, I was kind of raised as a people pleaser, and I would tend to say most females are raised as people pleaser, as taking care of others. And not to say that there's not some men who go through that structure as well. But I had to stop wanting to be liked, being approved of, being recognized as the good girl versus Paula. I had to make different choices for Paula.
Well, when you think about it, it's a heck of a position to be in. First, let's just take the career part first. As a pharmacist, you're there to serve. Mm-hmm. That's why we're employed to do anything. So that's high level service, a lot of knowledge there, a lot of, attention to detail for what that individual needs day in, day out, hour after hour, after hour, after hour, year after year, after year, after year. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And you do it as a mom.
Yeah.
And you do it as a wife.
Yes.
And you're trying to serve all of these people.
Yes, and all that within 24 hours a day, every single day for a life journey.
I think people get burned out on life, that they could just burn out trying to do all of that and not really know who they are in the meantime.
Because you get lost in taking care of others. You get lost in trying to do what is expected. As human being, it's so easy to fall into patterns and follow what we were told or what we thought we were told and not question things. And at one point when my soul started telling me, that's not it. And at first you try to say, stop, you're good. It's okay, it's great. And then after a while, it's like, no, the voice gets louder and you have to do, at least I had to do something. I had to make a different choice.
So for those of you that are listening that have had people say to you, you're too smart for your own good. Basically they're saying, put your head down. Don't question anything. Shut up. Keep going. Don't rattle my cage because you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Guys, this is a heads up. Because the things that are inside you right now that are pestering you and that you keep pushing them aside so that everybody will still like you, you can still fit in, it's going to blow up.
It is.
Fester, fester, boom. It's what happens. Yeah. So guys, really pay attention to what Paula has to say, because she went through burnout. She went through career burnout. It impacted her family something fierce.
Yeah.
It impacted her career. It impacted everything, didn't it, Paula?
It did, and while most people won't understand when I said this, while my burnout shook me to my core, it allowed me to find myself back, because I had to stop and then start assessing what's important for you. What are you trying to accomplish? What do you want to leave behind? What's that bigger purpose? What's that bigger picture that you're meant to play into? And as I was doing this, I started seeing trends in the way that I had done my journey. And while I thought science was my path, I realized that truly my path was leadership.
My
path was helping people get to the best version of themselves. My path was maybe holding someone's hand when they're scary and they say, no, I just followed the script. Yeah, don't make me. It's okay. You don't have to do it all at once, but one step at a time. If you do the work, you will get to that best version of yourself.
One of the things I want to address is change. People as a whole, polls and surveys, I don't know, everybody seems to think that everyone's afraid of change. But you know what? The truth is, you had to change to get where you are.
Yeah.
We've been evolving and changing all along, people. Yes. You know, it's not a new thing to create change in your life.
No.
You've been doing it to get to today.
Yeah.
So why not redo it to get where you want to be tomorrow?
But the funny part is there are some changes that we associate as the normal path. And there are those other changes where there's so much uncertainty with what's on the other end. So it's like you're going to university and you have to figure out which class that I register to. I still know what's the broad pictures. I'm going to register to the class. It's great. This one, not this one. I don't like that. Yeah. So you make those choices because it doesn't feel as though those are life decisions. But as you move through your journey, there will be times where you have to take the lessons learned from those previous times that you've changed and apply it to the new reality. But when we're in that situation where there's a change that feels big and humongous, it's this sense where I completely forget what it is that I've learned. It looks to me like it's too big. It's too massive. Nobody climbs the Kilimanjaro on their first try. Nobody starts there. You're going to start by a slow hill. You're going to start by maybe I'll do the walking for a couple of hours. Then maybe you'll go for a weekend and then you get better tools and then you start doing, get around a different crowd. And as you do this, then one day it becomes, hey, why don't I do the Kilimanjaro? So it's a process. But there are things that happen to us in life that I don't have the time or I haven't seen coming and I haven't prepared for it. So when I get to it, it feels like, kids.
And yet we do. I mean, yeah. Every one of us is still fogging a mirror. Hello, we all woke up today. Yeah. Still made it, you know? Yeah. I would like for you to speak to some of the symptoms that should indicate to the listeners what's about to come, like what's happening in your life right now. Like, are you letting other people make decisions for you, for instance, you know, mm-hmm. as a people pleaser? What are some of those things that people okay. could look for?
I'll speak to a quote that really spoke to me years okay. ago. Okay. And it's by Alice Walker. And I'll read, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they have none." So from there is every single day, there are small decisions we make, small choices we make that bring your sense of control over your own reality to a smaller and smaller and smaller level. So it speaks to me, this quote, to the fact that letting other decide for you or going with the flow rarely gets you to where you want to go. Thinking you have to fit in and blend in means not being my true self, being a people pleaser. Okay, so I don't think they'll like me if I don't do what they want.
Are those people you want to even have in your life? I mean, come on. Let's look at it that way.
Sometimes we don't even stop to think about that. It's just, it's the in crowd. Let's go for it. But it's like, I don't really like them. So it's the funny part where we don't stop. We go through the motion and we don't.
And I don't even like them.
Yeah. Trust me, I have been places. I have had jobs. I've been with groups and I'm thinking, what am I doing here?
Oh, it's so awkward, isn't it?
And I don't want to do this. It comes to a point where you no longer wanted to do this. For me, it's about realizing that we each have different gifts and talents. It's about understanding that you have a worth as well as a potential, regardless of what the environment right now looks like. It's about raising your sense of self-awareness. What do I care about? What's important to me? What am I good at? What would I like to become? Because sometimes what the dreams we had when we were 17, 18, 25 might not be the same dreams when I'm in 35 or 45. So it's understanding it's okay to change my mind. That's what choice is about. It's about making a different choice.
It is not about being selfish either. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't do it, then you have nothing in here to give. To you give. Have to have it to give it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's this part where you have to realize that I can't be true to self if I don't know who self is.
That's
so
right.
I have to do that voice. I have to use my voice. I have to do the work inside to identify who am I and what am I trying to accomplish. If I was to die tomorrow, what would make me say I've done a good job here?
Yeah.
For me, that was what it was. Having kids also gets you to that spot.
I'd say that's an individual choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Experience.
Yeah, you know, I know. Because not everybody. Okay. But for me, kids force me to think about certain things that maybe I could have delayed. But again, I said delayed. It's not one where you're not going to have to go through. Every single one of us at one point will have to go through it and figure out what it is that I want and what's my best contribution to this world.
So that do the internal work is the first part of your formula, DEFS.
Yes.
What are the other parts?
Second one,
yeah.
Educate yourself. Uh-huh. Figure out what's the challenge, what's the adversity that I'm facing, and how do I get the tools, the support, the information I need to make a decision in that reality. Then the third one, find your support system. Find the support you need in order to get you to where you need to go, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's resources outside in your community that you have to tap into in order to move you from point A to B to C to D and wherever else is required. It's one step at a time, though.
Okay. And go ahead and speak to S, and then I'm going to come back to this.
The last one, which is the S, is be about self-care. Be kind to yourself. And the funny part is, in times of change, we have to be even kinder to ourselves, because we tend to go in those negative scripts where all I see is what I do not have. And I completely forget what it is that I'm already bringing. Nobody gets to a point in their journey and they don't have already some of the tools to help them get to the next step. But sometimes we're unable to recognize them. I call that those the transferable skills that we've picked up along the way that will help you face that new challenge that's coming ahead.
One of the things that I, thank you for that, that I'd like to speak to, Paula, is you said find support. It's also about eliminating those who aren't supporting you. And that's part of the self-care formula. And I want to give people permission. And I don't mean it that way. I'm not here to give grant permission. But one of the most valuable things that I've personally ever done was to divorce myself from my family, to get away from people, places, and things that weren't supportive. And it's vital, guys, it's vital that you recognize this. There's no obligation whatsoever for you to stay involved in around people that are hurting you.
And that's a big piece. You have to first find out what's your own worth and what's your own value in order to assess whether the people around you are actually there for you or not. Yeah. And that's the part. I have to do the internal work to figure that out. And then once I do, there will be some people. You don't have to cut everybody at the same time, but sometimes depending on your circumstances, it might be a clean cut. Everybody gone. It depends. And it's understanding that as you do this, there'll be that sense of loss, that sense of, I don't know what's waiting for me ahead. But usually when you make room in one area, it creates space for something better to come in.
There is value in that. I don't know is the beginning of new possibilities.
Yes. Yes.
And maybe what you do know and all that you know is what isn't working. So yes. Just handle that. Like you said, there are openings can happen. I call it let go of the dud, make room for the stud.
Yeah.
You know, or the new bud, whatever you want to call it. But let go of the things that aren't working
for you
and make room for the new things.
Yeah. And making room for the new thing has to also, you have to also recognize that the new thing is not always going to be comfortable on that very first time, very first few months. Mm-hmm. And that's what change is about, is understanding that not everybody feels like bungee jumping, but then at the same time, doesn't mean that it could not have something positive in it. So there will be certain elements. Maybe the bungee jumping will realize I can go through my worst fear and I come out alive and I'm like, you know what? I can do anything after that. And it's figuring out what's your lessons. You have to stop long enough to learn your lesson. And for me, my burnout allowed me to stop. For me to start taking stock of the lesson, to figure out what's working, what's not working, what do I want, how do I want it to take place, where do I want it, who do I want there, what do I need to get there. And as I was doing that work, because it's work, let's pretend, it's not one of those things that, between 4 a.m. and 5 p.m., it's going to be a day event and it's going to be great. No, it's not going to be that. It's going to be a longer journey. Maybe you will attend some training that will open up your mind, but you will still have to put in some of the work to figure out how it fits to your reality and how you're going to not tweak it, but how you're going to make it fit in such a way that it's right for you. Because every single one, there's no perfect. We wish we could have a perfect solution. I press a button and great, you're there. It's not. For some, it's going to be messier than others. And for some, it's going to take longer than others. But you have to trust the process.
You know, Paula, I think that considering how bad the burnout was for you and the you know, the circumstances before that, the isolation that happens to leaders, managers, isolation. I see your face. You guys can't see your face unless you're watching the video. Yeah, yeah, that wasn't a good look.
Sorry.
No. It's demonstrative of what my point is, which is when you're in a role like that, you are so isolated. You no longer have chummy with your coworkers, your peers. You are by yourself.
Yeah.
And that isolation, Paula, you got lucky because that level of isolation increases. A cardiac arrest, stroke by 50%, and it shaves 30% off your lifespan. Guys, this is really important information that Paul is bringing to the table here, because if you don't pay attention to it, the first symptom of a heart attack is usually death. Hello. She got very fortunate to not fall out, like die, at the level in which she was burnt out completely, like bad.
For me, as I describe in the book, Get Out of Your Own Way, it started with that sense of constant nausea and a headache that would not go away. And by the time I made it to the doctors, my blood pressure was so high that she wanted me in the hospital right then. And wow. I'm like, of course. She tells you this and you're only thinking, yeah, but my work, oh yeah, but my kids, and yeah, but my blah, 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 and you can't process the information. But eventually I was flat out for months and had to do the work. And the scariest part for me in that was that I wasn't sure I was gonna come out of it okay. I used to be a pharmacist. Let's just say I've seen people in depression or burnout for years. That's not what I wanted for myself. No. So I had to come up with a plan.
Yeah.
Part of me writing the book was about helping people figure out how do you get out of it? What's your plan? How do you organize yourself so that you are not organized by your circumstances? It's about figuring out how do I stop everything, do the work that is required in order for me to move forward.
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually love that you've also outlined some ways in which people can be kind to themselves, because just telling somebody, be kind to yourself, doesn't necessarily show them how.
Yeah. So, because, oh, I'm great, I'm nice, I look good in that dress. Repeat that 20 times. I'm great, I'm nice, I look good in that dress. Yeah, it's not going to make you feel better. It's just, there's certain things you have to do the deeper inner, because it might not be the same speech for everybody. So what is scaring me versus what is scaring Alexis, what is scaring John, or what is scaring, I don't know, Wendy, let's pretend.
Okay.
Those are completely different things. So you have to do the work to figure out what are my fears? What's the worst that could happen to me? What is that one thing that I cannot live with? And then from there on, what needs to take place?
Okay. So it's a fairly methodical sift and sort process of what's working.
Mine was. And again, and when I wrote the book, that was with the intent of helping people. And some of the feedback or reviews I've got from the book were, Oh my God, you so spoke to my reality. I could see myself as you were describing things. And it's just, we always, when we go through a big change, when a big difficulty in life or adversity, we always feel we're so isolated. But the funny part, there are things that are the same through every single situation. It just feels like I'm stuck in a reality. I want to unglue myself from that environment, but it's not as easy.
So guys, we're tremendously adaptable as humans.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful thing. But what it also does is it changes what's normal for you. And it's almost like you get used to wearing a hair shirt. And after a while, you don't even recognize that you've got a hair shirt on. You're just used to being uncomfortable and a bit hot and, you know?
Yeah.
To do the self-assessment that Paul is talking about is so important.
For me, the message I would want to leave the audience with is just be you, be authentic, find your passion and follow it. When you do this, this is where you're going to be at that level, at that you're going to get into that flow where it feels right for you. It's not what your mama asked. It might not be what your husband want. It might not be what your kids were expected you to be. Mommy, please be proper. It's like, as my kids made me laugh all the time, at one point I've asked them to use three words to describe me. One of them was odd. And I'm like, what do you mean odd? And they said, you do nothing like anybody else. Oh. And I'm like, that could be positive. So it's just like, yeah, I'm not odd. I'm maybe different, or I am maybe a trendsetter or whatever it is. But it's how, if you're seeing it as something negative, you can't see the beauty of the potential. So that's the part. You have to both work on yourself, but also figure out, what's my next step? How do I have to know myself and figure out how to take care of myself until I find that peace where, okay, I'm right there. This is where I belong and I'm staying. I own it. I live it. And when I do that, I still have to remember where I've been. That means I have to be careful not to let others bring me back into the version of you that they want. So it's part of taking care of self always.
I know that you have an ebook for everyone to go get.
Yeah,
you look real proud about that, and you should be. And the reason I'm bringing this up now is because there's this terminology of and people are using it more and more now about get out of your own way.
Yes,
and to someone who's completely new to this concept of, well, hang on, I'm not supposed to be miserable and hot in a hair shirt. I thought that's how it went.
Yeah.
Can you speak to this book that you've got, this ebook, please?
Okay. The ebook is called 5 Tips to Get Out of Your Own Way and Achieve Concrete Results. So it was designed in such a way that you have a process to follow and something concrete that you can take with you, because sometimes I just don't know which way to go, how to go about it, and where do I stop? Have I gone too far or whichever? So the first piece is about knowing yourself. So there'll be questions. You're going to have to stop and figure out who you are, what you want to accomplish, what's important to you, and what's that thing inside that you know you do not like nobody else. Then after that, it's the different step to understand how to support you in moving forward. Because in a sense, it's not just about doing this right now. It's about ensuring that I can keep doing it every single day, every single year, and I can get to that piece of me or that part of me that feels fulfilled. That part of me that will say, whenever somebody asks you, are you doing? And you say, I'm going so well. I'm doing so good. And it's just like, I'm living my best life. My, you can, if you want a copy of that book, you can find it on www.mybestliferightnow. And we're going to put it at the bottom of the interview, and you can go in there. You fill in the paper, the bits of information, and then we're taking you to another tool where you're going to have it. Not you're going to have, you're going to find out in a couple of minutes, well, if not seconds, who you are in terms of values, what are important to you, and then how is that going to help you figure out who you want to be for the rest of your journey.
So the rest of your life can be the best of your life.
I'm telling you. Oh, please. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Loving, loving, loving. Of course. Because anyway, you can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself. Simple. It has to start with self. It's like when you take a plane, they tell you when the oxygen mask falls that you have to put it on yourself before assisting others. That's the point. Give yourself some loving so that you can actually give the world some loving. So for me, it's all about helping people. It's about all of us getting better, not just some of us, all of us. So that create a better world.
I love that you want to encourage people to be themselves out loud, Paula.
Yes.
And that you've really walked this talk. You really do know both sides of the story. Mm-hmm. Your compassion is huge. Your ability to change things is phenomenal. And I hope that people will come and go to paulaalphonse.com. And also her book will be available in the show notes. You can see it at the bottom. MyBestLifeRightNow.com. Put the three W's in front of it. Paula, I want to thank you for being on Bold Movers and Shakers.
My pleasure.
I know that you have a, you know, such a passion, and that you're traveling all over the world now and doing what you do.
Yes. Yes.
It's exciting to be you, isn't it?
I don't know. Everybody will see differently, it's exciting for me, what I'm seeing in my life. Whatever people think, that's their issue. Because some people would say, but why would you want to go there? And I'm like, because I can. Because I want to do it because I want to. And it's not because people tell me not to. And this is the portion where in that journey, when you get to that happy place right now, I don't think there is a day, single day that I wake up and I'm thinking, oh, more days like this. I'm looking at it. And okay, every single one, often then you will have this little thing that you don't feel like doing. Yes, we're human. But still, overall, if I would rate my life, I would say I'm very close to the 90, 95, if not 98%, wow, where I'm enjoying things.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Really?
Does this mean I've got everything figured out? No, but I'm at my best version right now for me on this day. And I know that tomorrow I'll be even better than yesterday. Hey, woo! And that's the portion. That's the understanding. We're here on a learning journey. It's a path. It's a destination you're trying to get to, but it's not about arriving at the destination. No. It's about living that journey. And whatever that destination will end up being, then I'll be great. Because you've already good wherever you are in that process.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Clearly, passion fuels your soul.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank you once again for being on Bold Movers and Shakers. And guys, thank you for tuning in. Please subscribe, rate, and review. And share this, because there are so many people who have gone through or going through what Paul is on the other side of, that could really use this information. You might save their life or your own. Come back again soon for another episode of Bold Movers and Shakers, where we hope to shake it up, shake it down, lay it out. Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Until then, make it a great day, guys. I'll see you out there. This is Alexis Ray signing off. Bye.
Bye.